B. Note-taking. Page 47.
Welcome to the museum and our new exhibit, Cleopatra, the Search for the Last Queen of Egypt. The objects in this collection come from the ancient city of Alexandria and other nearby cities. Alexandria was one of the richest and greatest cities of the ancient world. Cleopatra lived and ruled there, but the city disappeared nearly 2,000 years ago. Now, archaeologist Frank Gaudio has found the lost city of Alexandria. Gaudio's new discoveries tell us a lot about Cleopatra's world. Up until a few years ago, we didn't know much about Cleopatra. We knew who her parents were and when she became queen. We knew she was one of the most powerful rulers in Egypt, and that she killed herself. But there were many things we did not know. Our knowledge of Cleopatra came mostly from legends, old stories that may or may not be true. No one even knew what she looked like. But today, thanks to Gaudio and his team, we know much more about her life. In 1984, Gaudio went to Egypt to look for a sunken ship, but he found much more. There in the sand, deep underwater, were the ruins of whole cities. These cities were lost to history. He knew immediately that here were the answers to some of the greatest questions about ancient Egypt. Gaudio looked and looked, but these ruins covered a huge area. Gaudio couldn't explore them all by himself. He needed a lot of help. In 1987, Gaudio started an organization called the European Institute of Underwater Archaeology. The organization brought together researchers and experts from around the world. Finally, in 1992, Gaudio and his team were ready to begin their work. They uncovered statues, containers, musical instruments, tools, and many other objects. They made maps of ancient Alexandria and the two other sunken cities. They explored Cleopatra's palace and the temples where her people prayed to their gods. Little by little, they brought objects out of the water. Slowly, her palace and everything around her came to life before their eyes. For the first time, we can see where Cleopatra lived, where she walked, what she touched. Gaudio's team found coins with Cleopatra's image on them. They found statues of gods and goddesses that were in the temples where she walked. They found gold jewelry from her palace. They even found a calendar that people used in her time. Because of Gaudio and his team, we are learning more about Cleopatra every day. She is no longer only a legend. We hope you enjoy your visit to Cleopatra, the Search for the Last Queen of Egypt.